Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. It's been a long day for CJ and Stacy, who, what with school, ball games, and finally the collecting of some of the finest pollywogs you ever did see. And now you'd think it was the perfect time to stop and tell a good story or do a little daydreaming. But not these two.
CJ, that can't be right. 70 times 7? That's impossible.
That's the whole point, Stacy. We should forgive people as many times as it takes. 70 times 7 is just a big number that means forever. We should keep forgiving over and over.
Where does Papa Chuck come up with this stuff?
That would be the Bible.
Don't you think that's awfully hard to do? Forgive somebody over and over and over?
I don't see why. If you can forgive them once, why couldn't you do it again?
Get real.
Besides, if you made a mistake, wouldn't you want someone to forgive you?
Yes. So, if I punched you...
Ouch!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Forgive me, CJ?
Okay.
Thanks.
Ow! What's the matter with you?
Sorry. Guess I slipped. Forgive me again?
Very funny.
I'm serious. Would you forgive me for punching you in the arm?
Well, yeah, just don't do it again.
Okay, but if I do, you'll forgive me, right?
I guess so, but you might have to start forgiving me, too.
For what? Something like that?
Ow! Papa Chuck's gonna have to do this lesson again.
Oh, did the girly hurt little CJ?
Hugh!
I always knew Stacy was the man of your group.
What do you want, McClaw?
I have a proposition for you, but I'm willing to wait until you finish your little punching match.
Back off, cat breath.
Oh, now it's insults. Just for that, I may not give you the chance to see the fastest soapbox derby car in the country.
Derby car?
Let me guess, yours, right?
You're not as dumb as you look, Brown. So how about it? You ready to see this year's derby winner?
Forget it, McClaw. Not interested.
I wasn't talking to you.
Stacy's not interested either.
What are you, her spokesman?
Have it your way, Stacy. Tell this clown you're not interested. Stacy?
Well, actually...
Ha! I knew it!
You can't be serious!
Right this way, Stace.
Hugh, just give me a second.
Sure. I'll tell you what. I'll be over at the store getting a soda pop. When you're done with little CJ, you can come and get me.
Stacy, are you crazy?
This will give me a chance to check out the competition.
You've won the derby the past 3 years without checking out the competition.
I'm just gonna look at his soapbox racer. Maybe I can get him to let me drive it.
Stacy!
What? What is the big deal?
Hugh, that's what. You can't trust him.
Just what do you think he's gonna do?
I don't know. That's what has me worried.
CJ.
You can't go! I won't let you!
Can't? Let me? Look, CJ Brown, you're not my boss. I'll do what I want. I'm not afraid of Hugh. I can take care of myself.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So, Stacy, you ready to see the fastest soapbox derby car ever?
Yeah. Enough with your big talking.
Ta-da!
Whoa. Not bad. What color are you gonna paint it?
This car's so fast, the paint will peel right off.
Whatever.
So, what do you say? You wanna try her out?
Maybe?
You're about to come out of your skin to drive it. Hunker Hill is waiting.
Well, I would, but we're not supposed to.
It ain't illegal.
Officer Hunt said no more racing on Hunker Hill.
It's the best place to see how fast this baby can go. Unless you're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Right. You'll go down a little soapbox derby hill, but when it comes to real driving, you can't handle it.
I can handle it.
You want everybody to think that's true. But deep down, you know it ain't. Deep down, you know you're just not as good as a guy.
Okay, Mr. Trash-talking Furball. I'm just as good as any boy.
Prove it, if you've got the nerve.
Helmet, please.
No helmet.
Only a dummy would do this without a helmet.
What could happen?
All right, step aside.
Stacy climbed in the seat of that soapbox car, and Hugh gave her a big push. She raced down Hunker Hill at top speed. And at the bottom of the hill, CJ walked out of the general store just in time to see.
Stacy! No!
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
Here's what parents are saying about Paws and Tails.
Paws and Tails reinforces definitely the spirituality that we try to instill in our children. It reinforces manners, politeness, all the things that I believe as a parent my children need to know in order to be responsible adults.
Paws and Tails, giving you tools for growing godly kids.
CJ, Goose.
Oh, Papa Chuck.
Oh, it's all right, Goose. CJ, how is she?
We don't know yet. Doc Lowell's still in with her. Her folks are in there, too.
How did this happen?
Hugh McClaw, that's how. He made her ride down Hunker Hill in a soapbox car.
He made her? Doesn't sound like Stacy.
All right, tricked her then. The result's the same. I saw her flying down the hill out of control, bounce off that telephone pole, and smash into a picket fence. By the time I got to her, she was bleeding and not moving. I thought she was...
CJ!
When I looked up the hill, I saw Hugh laughing his head off.
Oh, he's so bad!
Papa Chuck?
Hey, Doc.
Is Stacy all right?
Is she gonna make it? Well, if you need me to donate a kidney or a nostril or something.
Goose.
Oh.
How is she, Doc?
She has a broken arm and lots of scrapes and bruises, but she's also still unconscious. She wasn't wearing a helmet. When will you kids learn? There's a knot on her head that feels like a baseball. That's our main worry. The next 24 hours will be critical.
Can we see her?
You can, but no kids, I'm afraid. Sorry, guys.
Oh.
You two stay here.
Her folks are still with her. She needs rest, so don't stay too long.
I won't. Thanks, Doc.
Come on, Goose.
Papa Chuck said to stay.
I said, come on.
Where are we going?
To find Hugh.
Are you sure that's such a good idea, CJ?
Goose, Stacy could have been killed. No one gets away with trying to hurt my best friend. Not even Hugh McClaw.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna make sure Hugh feels some pain for a change.
Hugh McClaw, right? Big, strong, mean as a hornet for that guy?
I've made up my mind.
Well, change it. He's bigger, tougher, and meaner than you. Oh, and oh, did I mention bigger?
I'm tired of Hugh pushing us around. It's time someone stood up to him.
Ah! Hello there, Hugh McClaw.
McClaw!
CJ, hey, how's Stacy?
What are you doing here, huh? Come to finish the job?
What are you talking about?
You know what? You tricked Stacy into riding in your car because you knew she'd get hurt.
Hey, little bear cub. If I wanted to hurt your friend, I'd just punch her in the nose.
You knew you couldn't beat her in the Derby fair and square, so you took her out before the race.
Back off, CJ.
I'm not gonna back off. I'm tired of backing off. You're nothing but a bully, a cheat, and a coward, McClaw. This time, you're backing away.
I didn't come for you, Big Mouth. Get out of my way.
No. No!
Bye, you little...
All right. That's enough. Break it up. That's enough.
Hey, he started it.
You started it when you moved here.
CJ, enough. You, I think it's best if you leave.
Hey, I got as much right to be here as anybody.
Yes, you do. But right now, it'd be better if you left.
Fine. I don't need this.
No one needs you, McClaw.
CJ.
Why'd you stop me?
Well, you were getting whipped like an egg, for one.
CJ, relax. Your anger is gonna get you into some real trouble. You're gonna have to forgive him.
Some people don't deserve forgiveness.
Papa Chuck?
Go with him, Goose. He's not thinking clear.
Yes, sir.
Lord Jesus, help CJ understand your ways. Protect him and give him a spirit of forgiveness.
There weren't any more fights between CJ and Hugh that day, but CJ did call an emergency meeting of the club at the fortress to fill them in on the situation, after a fashion.
Hugh has shown his true colors this time. He's not content to just bully us anymore. Now he's trying to pick us off one by one.
No!
You heard me right. He tried to kill Stacy in his soapbox car. When that didn't work, he came to the hospital to finish the job. Fortunately, I was there to stop him.
Oh, brother. CJ, you were like a bug on Hugh's windshield. Actually, Papa Chuck stopped him.
Goose.
Oh, it's the truth.
We have to work together to stop Hugh. Goose, hand out the papers.
Right.
As you'll see, I put us in pairs. We need to stand guard at the hospital day and night until Stacy gets out of there. Ned and Marcia, you're on the first watch. We have to protect Stacy and each other. Got it?
Okay.
You got it.
All right, get going. Goose, you come with me.
Where are we going?
To hunt up a little evidence.
CJ and Goose made their way to the bottom of Hunker Hill. And there by the picket fence was a pile of boards and wheels that used to be Hugh's soapbox derby car.
I don't get it, CJ. What kind of evidence?
Evidence to put Hugh away.
Oh, I don't get it.
We can't beat up Hugh.
I think we proved that.
Goose, so we'll do it legally.
Oh, I don't get it.
Look, if anyone knows how to handle a derby car going down a steep hill, it's Stacy.
That's for sure.
So it doesn't make sense that she could go out of control and crash unless something was wrong with the car. Something like this.
Oh my goodness.
Goose, go get Officer Hunt.
Whoa, I'm gonna go get Officer Hunt.
Yeah, evidence to put Hugh McClaw away for good.
Don't go away, Paws and Tails is coming right back.
Parenting is a tough job.
Between shuttling them from soccer practice to dance lessons, school, church, Awanas, you're also supposed to be teaching your kids important spiritual lessons. That's where Paws and Tails can help. Each Paws and Tails episode teaches an important biblical concept, giving you a perfect opportunity to talk with your kids about what really matters in life. Visit our website today at pawsandtails.org to see how fun and memorable stories can help you build godly character in your cubs. That's pawsandtails.org.
That evening, Papa Chuck was quietly reading in his favorite chair when...
Who would be coming?
Papa Chuck?
Hugh.
Can we talk?
Sure. Come in. What's this all about?
I just wanted to know how Stacy's doing.
Well, not great. She still hasn't woken up.
Oh, man.
Is that all, Hugh?
No. Well, this wasn't supposed to happen. I thought she could handle the car, but maybe get a little scared, but not hurt.
CJ said the car wasn't safe.
It was safe. I promise, Papa Chuck. I made a rattletrap car last year, but this time I was careful. I promise.
CJ also said you were laughing at Stacy.
Not when I saw she was really hurt. At first I thought she was faking. I didn't want her to get hurt. I'm sorry.
It's not me you need to apologize to.
I want to tell Stacy, but every time I get near her, the club's all over me. I just want to tell her I'm sorry.
I can help you do that. Let's go down there together.
He is here, Officer Hunt. Grab him!
Now just hold on a minute, CJ.
Goose saw you coming here, McClaw. You're not going to get away this time.
CJ, that's enough. What's going on here, Hunt?
It seems there was a problem with Hugh's soapbox car.
Like what?
This.
A piece of wire. Big deal.
It's the brake line from your car, Hugh. And it's been cut.
What?
Where are your wisecracks now, huh?
Hey, I didn't do it. Maybe it snapped during the crash.
Not likely. This is heavy gauge wire.
You cut it, Hugh. You tried to kill Stacy.
No, I didn't.
I'm afraid you're gonna have to come with me, Hugh.
But I didn't do it. Honest, I didn't do it.
You're in such big trouble, pal, and you're gonna stay in it for a long time.
CJ.
Hugh McClaw is going down.
Well, the next day, the rest of the club was celebrating with CJ when they heard the news about Hugh. And then they had even more reason to celebrate when they heard that Stacy was awake and doing well. After her folks had hugged and kissed her the better part of the morning, Papa Chuck and CJ went in to see her.
I can't believe I was so dumb. No helmet, no take it slow to figure it out.
Don't blame yourself, Stace.
Doc Lowell said I'm doing good. Might still be able to compete in the Derby.
Stacy, I think it's safe to say you'll be sitting this one out. The important thing is for you to get better.
So, I guess Hugh's car is a mess.
Not only out of the race, he's out of circulation.
What?
Hugh's in big trouble. Could get kicked out of school.
Why?
He cut the brake line on his car before you got in it. That's why you crashed.
Oh, no.
He won't be cutting any more brake lines. He might not even be able to play outside. Isn't that great?
Oh, no.
Stacy, you all right? You want me to get Doc Lowell?
No.
You look sick.
I am, but not from the crash.
What's wrong?
He didn't cut the brake line.
Stacy, I saw it. So did Officer Hunt. And he told me
that... He didn't cut the brake line. I crashed on purpose.
What?
You?
On the way down the hill. I could tell halfway down that Hugh's car was faster than mine. A lot faster. I thought I could control it enough to crash it without getting hurt. I forgot how steep the bottom half of the hill is.
Stacy, what were you thinking?
Well, Hugh kept bragging, and then he said I was afraid. It got to me. And besides, I wanted to win. Or at least keep Hugh from winning. I got what I deserved. But Hugh is innocent.
What am I gonna do with you?
Stacy, good grief.
After all the talks we've had about forgiveness.
We know about forgiveness.
Well, maybe it's time you do something about forgiveness.
What do you mean?
Like what?
Yesterday, when you jumped on Hugh, he was on his way here to apologize to Stacy.
No way.
He told me last night before you decided to turn him over to Officer Hunt.
Oh, no.
We gotta fix this. We can fix this. Can't we, Papa Chuck?
I don't know if there's a way to fix it, Stacy. But I do know a lot of it needs to start, and soon. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to forgive Hugh. And then you need to ask his forgiveness.
We will. We will.
Where are you going?
To get Hugh off the hook.
CJ and Stacy did pray a lot, while Papa Chuck raced down to the jail to free Hugh. The young cougar didn't say much when Papa Chuck told him everything that had happened. In fact, before he ran off, he said just one thing.
Wow, those two are gonna be so sorry.
A couple of days later, there was a knock at Hugh's door.
Hey, Hugh.
I can't believe it. You better get out of here, CJ.
I will, but first I need to ask you something.
What?
I need to ask for you to forgive me.
Me too, Hugh.
Stacy?
There's no excuse for what I did. I'm so sorry.
We know you'd be well within your rights not to forgive us, but...
But we're asking you to anyway. Hugh, please forgive us?
You guys think that just saying sorry makes everything all right. Well, it don't.
We kind of figured you'd feel that way.
That's why we brought a gift for you.
Gift? What gift?
It's out here. Look.
Your soapbox car?
Winner of the last three derbies. It's not as fast as your car was, but it'll beat any of the other cars. And it's yours.
Well, what are you driving?
Nothing. I'm not gonna be in the race.
Neither of us are.
Why are you really doing this?
To show you how sorry we are.
And to ask your forgiveness.
Well, have a nice race.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
I'm not gonna forgive you.
Oh.
But I could use your help in the race. If that's okay, I mean.
Okay.
I think we could do that.
The Derby that year was the best one the town had ever had. And though Hugh never said he forgave CJ and Stacy, he also never got back at him either. At least not for wrecking his car and getting him in so much trouble. I think winning the race may have helped his attitude some. As for CJ and Stacy, they did feel bad about not being in the race. But they both learned a valuable lesson about the importance of forgiving and being forgiven. And that kind of learning is better than winning a soapbox derby any day of the week.
There's something you can give someone that doesn't cost a thing. It's better than a pot of gold or any diamond ring. It's not in any store or any catalog, it's true. But you can give it every day, 'cause God gave it to you. Forgiveness, forgiveness. Oh, each and every day you live, it's such a blessed thing to give forgiveness. Though sometimes hard to do, since God's forgiven us, we can forgive each other too.
Forgiveness, gotta give a lot.
That's what you should do.
Forgiveness, give it all you got.
Yes, it's up to you. Well, it's easy enough to talk about or sing it in a song, but quite a different story when someone has done you wrong. So when you've been mistreated for what seems the 100th time, remember all God's mercies then in your heart you'll find forgiveness, forgiveness. Oh, each and every day you live, it's such a blessed thing to give
forgiveness,
though sometimes hard to do.
Since God's forgiven us, we can forgive each other too.
So when someone has hurt you, don't get angry, don't get bitter. When you feel like getting even, take a moment to consider that we all make mistakes, some in word and some in deed. So don't forget the times ahead when you yourself will need forgiveness, forgiveness. Oh, each and every day you live, it's such a blessed thing to give forgiveness. It's the way to start anew. Since God's forgiven us, then we should be the ones who always give forgiveness.
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 Well, that might sound repetitive, but that's the way you've got to give forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
It's the way to start anew.
Since God's forgiven us, we can forgive each other.
There's something you can give someone that doesn't cost a thing.
To order a copy of today's program, The Hullabaloo at Hunker Hill, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Hullabaloo at Hunker Hill was written by Jeff White and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, Forgiveness, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production. On the next Paws and Tales...
I'm sick of the rules. I wish I could go someplace where there aren't any.
So, you want to be a pirate, eh?
No rules, just do as we please.
Did you just say no rules?
Right.
Where did you ever get the idea that we have no rules?
Well, you're pirates.
Well, rule 597, such a person shall be fed to the piranha.
What?
Mr. Fenton!
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tales.